Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
The play of freshman Merrick Dolezal has been a welcomed surprise to many fans of SU men's basketball. To the outsider, it might seem Dolezal has made a seamless transition to basketball in the United States. But as WAER's Zach Parnes tells us, it's been anything but simple for the forward from Bratislava.
Men, manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men.
You put a lot of stuff in my room, and I was wondering how long it was going to stay there.
I've been wondering the same thing about you.
Come on, Charlie. How am I supposed to live in that room if you and Chelsea are going to use it as a walk-in closet?
Tell you what. I'll give you a break on the rent.
I haven't been paying rent.
There it is!
Charlie Sheen isn't exactly a prime role model, but for Syracuse forward Merrick Dolezal, Sheen has been a teacher of the English language. Dolezal says that he practices his English by watching American television, more specifically, 2.5 Men. The freshman was born and raised in Slovakia, a nation where only 13% of the population can speak fluent English. Dolezal says getting to understand his professors and his teammates was no easy task.
When I came here first time, it was very difficult. Like, I didn't understand the coaches, staff, players. I had no idea what they were talking about. In school, it was the same. I didn't understand what teachers, professor want from me. But like, after 1 month, 2 months, I started like learning what I must do, what they want. I think like now it's so much better. Like, it was like 0 and now it's like 100. Like, now it's so much better.
Progress has been made, and it's evident when you talk to the 19-year-old. He went from a decent understanding of English to being one of the top students in his writing classes at Syracuse. Now, grades aside, Dolezal believes his comprehension is great, but he wants to keep practicing his speaking skills.
I can understand, like, when trainers say me something, I can understand, but I have a problem like talk. It's my biggest problem.
Some of his best aid comes from his teammates, especially when it comes to comprehending slang or phrases that aren't common knowledge. Guard Tyus Battle says that sometimes he and the squad have little to no idea what Merrick is saying, and they aren't shy of sharing that with him.
I mean, we're pretty honest with him. Like, if we don't understand what he's saying, we'll tell him. And if he says, like, try to say something slang, or we give him some tips and stuff like that to just improve his English slang.
Merrick says that it all comes down to continually practicing, and that can mean a whole lot more Netflix and routine interactions with his friends and teammates. Back home in Slovakia, the younger generations are beginning to learn English, but Dolezal says that the class he took, which was only 1 day a week, wasn't enough. He couldn't practice with his mom or dad either. They grew up learning Russian and German, not English. Dolezal did get some family help from his older sister, Monica. She's an athlete herself, playing volleyball for the Slovakian national team.
I had some tutors. My sister speaks English, I think, really good. And I had some tutors before when I did the SAT test.
Tyus Battle believes Merrick has done a complete 180 since August. He says that the freshman was a little shy upon arrival, and now he's using his university and TV education to join in the conversation.
Honestly, back then he would barely talk because I think his English was so bad he didn't really want to like say much. But he says he's been watching like American TV shows and stuff like that that's been helping him improve his English. And around us, he always speaks English and stuff like that. So he's been making tremendous improvements.
Fans have come to love Dolezal for his hard hustle and selfless play on the court. And if he stays all 4 years, his English troubles could be a thing of the past. On top of his language skills, Dolezal is improving his skills on the court too. Slowly but surely, he's become a favorite of Coach Jim Boeheim.
He's really good on defense. He makes plays. He makes winning plays. That's what he does. Even in the center spot, he's really pretty good in there.
The new dialect isn't the only difference for Dolezal. When he arrived at Cuse in 2017, the coaching team wanted to change his shot, and he's been using the new form ever since. That has seemed to help. The kid from Bratislava is now shooting 50% from the field. Zach Parnes, WAER Sports.
Time is ticking for this year's SU men's basketball team as they look to improve their resume and advance to the NCAA tournament. WAER's Morris Sheridan takes a look at the road still ahead and what this year's team will need to do to punch their ticket for the big dance.
Syracuse basketball is now 17-9 on the year and 6-6 in ACC play. A couple of those losses were shaky, to say the least.
And St. Bonaventure wins it, 60-57. The Bonnies come into Syracuse, knock off the Orange.
And Syracuse will drop this game to NC State, falling 74-70 here in the Carrier Dome.
The Fighting Irish have beaten the Orange.
And SU has no real signature win. Right now, it's hard to build a case for the Orange to get that NCAA tournament bid. But there's still five games left today at Miami, home versus North Carolina, at Duke, at Boston College, and then to wrap it all up, home versus Clemson. Okay, yikes. Those last five games are going to be an uphill battle for Cuse. Don't believe me? I'll prove it with the four biggest numbers working against Syracuse. Number one, three of those opponents are ranked in the top 14. This season, Syracuse hasn't beaten a ranked opponent.
But just too much firepower today from the number two team in the country. Kansas, 76. Syracuse, 60.
And the Orange drops its third straight ACC game in a 68-61 defeat to the number three Virginia Cavaliers.
Number two, Cuse has three away games left. SU is just 3-4 when not in the Carrier Dome.
The Demon Deacons survive, edging out Syracuse 73-67 and Winston-Salem.
Here in Atlanta, the final score, Georgia Tech 55, Syracuse 51.
Florida State's won 28 out of the last 29 games at home. It's not like it's you're going to come down here and win. We had three tough road games, and if we'd have lost them by 10 or 12, I'd be really worried.
Number three, Syracuse will battle five of the top six scorers in the ACC.
And here comes BC moving from right to left. Over to Robinson, far wing three, and it rattles home. Jerome Robinson rises for a shot up and over Frank Coward, and Kai Bowman picks up where he left off in the first half with a three to pull BC within seven.
Defended by Beard, now it's May a three.
Deep, come on.
And I mean deep. Luke May sticks another one. Carolina up by 11.
Barry floats to the wing, three ball.
Got it again! John Barry with a career high 26. Carolina by four.
And back come the Blue Devils. Here's Duvall. The lob to Bagley, who finishes it with two hands.
And finally, number four. Syracuse is 5-15 in its last five games of the regular season since joining the ACC.
SU's 2014-15 season ends with a 71-57 loss here from the PNC Arena to NC State. No postseason for the Orange.
Don't freak out. I'm not saying SU's season is over, because diehard SU fans know that with those five games and even with those four stats working against the Orange, Syracuse has three players capable of defying odds.
Howard offensive rebound, goes up and makes the layup. Frank Howard soaring in the air to get points 9 and 10.
Or at least get within two. O'Shea set from three, drains it! We're all tied up in the Carrier Dome. It's 70-70 off an O'Shea Brissett triple.
Tyus Battle straight away. Rolls off the screen. The three on the way. He got it! Tyus Battle knocks it down! He's got 21, and we're tied at 49.
And if that three-headed monster wasn't enough, here's two more simple facts to sway in favor of the Orange finishing strong. I mean, first off, Syracuse already beat Boston College this year. It was at home, but it was also a very convincing win.
81-63, the final score, and welcome back, Syracuse.
And secondly, opponents shoot the 7th worst field goal percentage in the country against the Orange. That might even stop guys like Marvin Bagley and Luke May.
As for Virginia Tech, 29% field goal percentage, a team that leads the nation in that category. The SU defense has been stingy all game.
There's no debating it will take a truly impressive run for Syracuse to be considered a lock on Selection Sunday. But if you think you know what's going to happen in these next 5 games, remember the one truth that trumps every stat or number. In college basketball, anything can happen.
Syracuse races down the other end, right to left. Gillen, a 3 at the buzzer. Oh, it's good! It's good! Syracuse takes down number 10 Duke in the carrier dome. 78-75.
Maura Sheridan, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe in iTunes. Just search for WAER Sports.